Thanks, Andre. I'll take a step back. I think my colleagues have covered the subject on the specific components. For me, why do we put satellites in space rather than monitor from the ground? Because you get perspective. You can cover a lot more turf looking at something from further away than if you look at it up close. So I'd like to take a step back. If we're going to have a discussion, a conversation, an intelligent conversation about what kind of policy we need to have in place, we have to create a common language between countries that participate in space. You have, like I pointed out at the beginning, if I spoke in engineering speak or if I spoke with a heavy Scottish accent, I could be saying exactly the same thing, but nobody would understand a word I was saying. And so a little bit of that, to be diplomatic at the UN, is going on. The common language is, if your country, mine being Canada, does not have a clear policy, a clear space strategy, how do you have a discussion with another country about what do you want to do about way down in the weeds, space traffic management, space situational awareness, and demilitarization of space? Well, you don't have a space policy. You need a policy. You need to be able to stand up and say, I stand for this. Like North Star says, I stand for empowering humanity to preserve our planet, and I'm doing this about it. So what's different today is that very much so, and desirably so, commercial space is taking leadership over government space. Commercial leads the way right now, and we've been invited to, because we move more, we move with more agility, and we move as a catalyst that creates both a need and a demand and a solution at the same time. So we have to move at that speed. And so it's really, for me, about the big question is, how do we get the power of policy working in our favor? Which means countries need to take it upon themselves to have a clear strategy so that we can disagree on what the strategies are, but at least we can articulate and be clear what we're doing about that in the context of those discussions. Until that happens, we'll be debating. And there's really no time for debate when we're talking about mega constellations and increasing debris. So the clock is ticking, and solutions need to be presented along those lines. Countries have their roles, nations have their roles, and commercial enterprises like mine, and like Doug's, and like Andre's, and Mariba's work in research, we all have our role as well. It's all about that collective exchange.